In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're having the celebration of the what is called in Russian Родительская суббота, the parents' Saturday, or ancestors, maybe would be more used to in the English language. We're commemorating, we're remembering all our parents and grandparents and all those who have departed from this life into eternal life. The church is having a special service, and they had a special service last night, and during the Matins, we're actually commemorating and remembering all those names that we may have collected in our church, and for all those who have departed this life. And of course, first of all, there has to be our parents, and we remember them because we have to have love for them. And this is a beautiful service which we're trying to show the love for the loved ones that have departed this life. We're showing actually that we believe in the life after death. And it is of utmost importance that we do that. And this is a prayer that is actually is appreciated by the heavenly dwellers more than the prayers when we do for the ones that are here and alive. Why? Well, one of the reasons is because when we pray for somebody that's here, right here and alive, then we see the consequences of it, and we may get the help from the Lord, and we get a satisfaction from it by seeing they're getting well. If we're praying for the sick ones, or if we're praying for salvation, we see that they're being helped and they're leading and they're coming towards the Lord. But when we pray for the departed one, we have no idea whether the prayer is being heard, because except for very, very few times, the Lord would allow the departed one to appear to us and thank us for the prayers. But most of the time, we have no idea whether the prayer is being heard. We will find out about that at the last judgment time. And so it takes a great amount of faith, and it tests our faith if we really believe in the life after death. Because if we do, at the end, of course, we will pray wholeheartedly for our ancestors. And we pray for them as if we are praying for ourselves. And this is very much beneficial for us because it shows to us that we have the faith in the life after. You know, there is no one time I had a situation where I've asked the person, do you believe in life after death? And the person said to me, what is the sense of believing in God if there is no life after death? And I loved that answer so much that I had actually proposed to that person. That's my matushka. And that's what caused me to propose to my matushka. My beloved, it's very important, utmost important, that we believe in the life after death. We say the prayer, the creed, and the end of it, we are always saying that we are waiting for the coming of the second coming of the Lord and life after, and the life after. I mean, and my beloved, we must become quite aware of the life after. We have to try to look at everything in this world through the eyes of the life after. If we look at things as what they are, only seeing of the temporary situations over here in this world, and then how it's going to benefit or not benefit us in the temporary life, it's not good enough for Orthodox Christians. We have to see with everything that we do and everything that we plan to, is it going to help us in the life after? Is it going to benefit us to make it to the kingdom of heaven? And if we start to think that way, then we will be avoiding so many, many sins, so many troubles. Because, my beloved, most of the time we get into trouble, we get and commit sins because we lose sight that we have to answer for everything, and that this life is nothing but a temporary school that we have to go through to learn how to really to love the Lord and to believe with our whole heart and about life after. But then, you know, one of the beautiful things is that when we pray for the departed and those who have made it to the kingdom of heaven, and they seeing our love for them, they pray for us. And they're right there, they're talking to all the heavenly dwellers, and just like we talk to our neighbor, our loved ones here on earth, they are able to actually see them. We don't see them, we take them by faith. We approach St. Nicholas and all the saints, and St. John of Kronstadt, and the royal martyrs, and so on. We take it by faith that they listen to them, but they don't have to take it by faith. They take it by knowledge, because they actually see them, and they pray for them and pray to them and ask them to help us. And we get a great benefit from that prayer, because they pray for us. And then those who haven't made it to heaven, and those who may be sitting in the down where the enemy is sitting and is suffering, they get relief from our prayer. They get a certain relief. The enemy has to, when we send the prayer out to them, if it comes wholeheartedly, we know from the Holy Fathers that the enemy is being scorched by our prayers over there, and they step aside, and they can't torture our people there then as much as they are usually doing it. So prayer is so important. It's so important for the departed. Not only for the departed, but it's so important for us that we pray, because that shows the Lord that we really believe in the life after death. And again, my beloved, the truth is, and our faith in the Lord and in the church and in Jesus Christ and in our Savior has no value if we don't believe in life after death, if we don't believe that we are going to eventually be able to meet with our Lord in the kingdom of heaven, and we'll be able to meet with all the loved ones that have departed this life. And let's develop that faith more and more. And let's try to put the effort into praying for our departed ones, so that we will be able to eventually meet with them, and they will thank us for the prayers, and when they will see us. This is what we have today, the first Saturday of the where we commemorate the departed during the Great Lent. My beloved, let's never lose sight of the purpose of our living here on this earth, that we're living here as a school, that we have to learn to love our Lord and to develop our faith in the life after. Amen.